This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need, from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, we are live in Las Vegas. We are in the Bose studio. This is so fun.
I love this.
Kat just asked me, she's like, have you ever done a podcast outside? I'm like, well, technically we're in like a little booth.
Yeah, but we're still outside. We're looking outside.
We're definitely still outside. But yeah, we are in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are here for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I'm so excited. This is powered by Bose at the House of Music at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. So I'm just very happy to be here.
Can we tell them what just happened?
What just happened?
That we walked in and
TLC. Oh, it's the best.
Best day ever.
I feel like it really shows our age, but it's great.
I mean, immediately, we just start jamming. It does show our age.
We hear, don't go. And I'm like, we're walking in through the metal, like, security. They're doing their sound check or whatever. Start going. And then I'm like, I seen a rainbow yesterday. And then my name's, okay. I just start
like and everybody's laughing at us. Yeah,
I know. But, like, it's
who cares?
Good.
Well, because they're our age too, and they know, so it's fine.
And earlier today, we went to go do the Cheryl Burke podcast.
Yes.
And we ran into, well, Brian Austin Green was in there, who we just had on the podcast, yep. But also Lance Bass. And I told him, I said, it's just so cool that you guys are back. And he's like, we didn't think people would care. And I'm like, you don't understand. Our generation.
Everyone cares.
We all care. We needed this.
Everybody's comparing them like to Taylor Swift. Like, the stuff is everywhere. Like, forget Taylor Swift. Like, let's go.
I mean, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I love Taylor Swift. I'm just saying. It's like, it's our age.
Yeah. And I mean, we're trying to get Taylor Swift tickets right now for
exactly.
Next year.
Exactly. We love her.
But
don't
also,
get me wrong. We'll take the tickets.
I will be wearing insane.
I can't wait.
I hope they do a tour. I hope it's not just for the movie. Because they have a song
a
for.
I know, but they have to do a tour.
They have to. It'd be
so
absolutely epic. So anyways, this episode, we're just going to have some fun. I'm a little nervous, though, because Catherine has a sheet. A couple sheets.
I love the power of this. This is great.
And she's going to, it's like a Q&A episode, which, again, is scary. But it's going to be fun. Let's just have fun with it. We'll take a quick break. And meanwhile, can we just talk about, I need these headphones from
They're
Bose.
They're amazing.
I love them. They're
the
like a
so
cool little green. I feel like Alan would like these. It's a very Scottish color.
Scottish
color. But no, they sound great. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, Kat. Where to begin?
Well, you have the sheet.
She's like, do you
want to know? And I was like, no, I don't. Because then I'll be like, no, I don't want to say that or I don't want to answer that. But again, we're in Vegas.
Oh, you don't get any, like, let's have a save me's.
Wait, do I get, what's the thing that What's-His-Face does for on Bravo? Do you get to, like, take a pass or a shot?
I think that's taking a shot. I don't think you can do that. You get no pass, you get no shot.
No, I get one Alex Dupre fake shot.
Okay, fair. I get a real shot in that case. Anyone else?
Catherine is on the prowl for a drink.
Because we never podcast at night. This is great.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to just like jump into like the deep end, but
okay,
I might.
By the way, be careful what you ask, honey, because
I know.
I might have a few too.
That's what I'm scared of. Okay. So.
Go for it.
Jana, we're just going to jump in. Okay. Don't kill me. Don't shoot the messenger. Kristen would like to know. Who?
Breast or?
I have wondered the same thing myself. Who was the best sex you've ever had?
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
That was the really bad giggle earlier, and I felt like we should just start there. There's a two-parter to this, too.
Oh my God.
But that's the worst part.
The best sex I've ever had? I mean, obviously my fiance.
Obviously.
No, but I do, I will say though, Alan and I.
I'm sorry, I didn't even give you any buffer.
You didn't?
Nope.
Like, we're so sexually compatible. It's like, I feel sexy because he makes me feel sexy, and I feel like I make him feel sexy. And it's just, it's probably the sexiest sex I've ever had.
Oh, okay. So that answers the second part then. What made it the best? You just explained it.
Yeah. He just like, he makes me feel sexy and like powerful, and like same with him. Like I feel like, and I'm so attracted to him. Like we just like, we mesh so well together, and it's just the best.
Okay. Well, we're going to.
Have you ever had that kind of amazing sex?
Oh, for Catherine? Yes, with my husband, obviously.
Okay.
So on that train, because we're just gonna jump into those, and then we're gonna move on because we can't talk about sex the whole podcast. However, Stephanie would like to know, how often do you and your fiance have sex?
Well, Catherine's over there like a school teacher crossing these off the list, by the way. So I
the avid wind down listeners know I like sex.
Yes.
I like to have sex. Mm-hmm. I struggled with, I wanted more sex in my past relationship, obviously. And so with Alan and I, like, we are very in sync, and it's like in sync. It's gonna be us. And it's, I would say a couple times a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's about right. Every couple days.
Okay. Yeah. And you're good with that?
I'm great with that. Okay. It's great. It's getting a little harder, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's like the other day.
Oh, no.
You know, he's like, I was just like, I'm just going to turn over because there's nothing I can really do.
No, that's all you can do.
Yeah. Because it like hurts like when he like lays on top of me, you know what I mean? So anyways.
Okay. TMI. So I think we'll get off that subject.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. I just thought that was a good start. Okay. I love this one. And we've been talking a lot about this actually lately. Do Mike and Alan get along?
They do get along. Yeah, they do. Mike came over like a couple weeks ago, and yeah, I mean, it's what I love about Alan is he's so respectful, and he knows that that is the father of my children, and he's just incredibly respectful. And Mike is great with him as well. Like they have conversations at the soccer games or baseball games, and they have, you know, some laughs. And it's just really nice to kind of witness.
Do you all sit together at sports?
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the time.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
What? <No. laughs> What'd you think of?
Well, no, there was a time when I have a really hard time putting those soccer chairs back in the plastic or whatever, the bags. So Alan was out of town getting his visa or whatever. And I was having a hard time. Well, actually, no, I didn't even start putting it in. I go, like old times? And I gave Mike the bag to put the chair in, and he laughed and put it in there.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like a man thing to do, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, that's sweet.
Yeah. But yeah, I know he's offered, because those bleachers are kind of tough for mm-hmm. the pregnancy bone. But
Speaking of, you've been complaining of that tailbone.
I know,
all
my tailbone's
day.
Killing me. But yeah, he offered me like his chair one time too.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So yeah, they get along. I mean, they're not going to be like, I don't think I ever see them like besties or whatever,
but
I think they're very respectful, and I think we're doing a great job with that and respecting the boundaries of all of it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But we might talk about that more if and when he ever comes on the podcast.
That was going to be one of my next questions. I guess we'll just go into that. Have we decided that we're doing that?
Yeah, he's going to come on. Yeah, he's going to come on.
AKA Jana has decided. I'm kidding.
We talked
you
about
did.
It.
No, I'm just kidding. Yes, yeah. You asked our
I think
opinions.
It's going to be. And there's a lot of people that were like, no, because it's not good for your healing. And it's like, I don't carry the weight of that. Like, yeah, it's not like we're going to go way back. I mean, we'll touch on some things, obviously. But I think there's a balance, and I think there's a lot of growth and healing that can be done in that kind of conversation.
Yeah, and I also think these people listening were all a part of it with you, felt like they were a part of it. And I think there's a lot, I got a lot of messages just myself about how important it is also for them to kind of hear from him.
Yeah, you know? And a lot of them are like, well, I wouldn't believe him anyways. And at the end of the day, I'm like, you don't really have to. Like, it's like, you can make up your mind, whatever. Like, you don't have to believe him or not, but I think people still get a chance to voice their story or their thoughts, and because he hasn't really had that opportunity.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. I think that's a fair decision.
It's getting hot. I'm taking this jacket off.
Yeah, it is kind of hot.
Woo! Oh.
This one's just kind of, I don't know why this one's kind of funny to me. From Jess, will you allow Mike to hold or care for your new baby if you are in a pinch?
No.
Yeah, that seems a little.
That seems a little. Now, I will say this. There was something that someone told me one time where when the baby gets old enough to, let's say the baby is, or like, the little boy. I keep wanting to say his name because like, I'm saying his name so much now. If he is 7, I don't know, and he really wants to go with Jace because they're super tight or something, then I could see maybe being like, can he go over and play with Jace on your night or whatever? Like, I could almost see, and people have said that that's happened in their co-parenting situations when they've had other kids.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hadn't really thought about that, but.
Because it's like, he'll be sad to see his.
Right.
If he still wants to hang out with them or he wants to go to a game, like, hey, he really wants to go see his whatever. Mm-hmm. So I could see that happening. And I hope that we could get to that place. That would be really great for them. I would, if he ever had kids, I would take on, but I would never give, like, that would be, I think that'd be, Alan wouldn't like that. I would, you know what I mean? It's just, you know what I mean? It's just, it's not his, like, there has to be certain boundaries around that too.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Because that's just, I don't know.
I mean, if
it's
you're
not
like,
his kid.
At a game and like, your hands are full and you're like, hey, hold the baby real fast.
That, I still wouldn't do that.
Yeah. That's the only way I could see it being kind of like.
Like, obviously, he's going to meet the baby.
I bet he has to hold the baby. 100%. I'm taking that bet. He's going to ask the baby.
I wouldn't say no, but I, it's not like I'd be like, here, take my baby.
Well, and that feels a little like, hey, guess what? I'm remarried, happy, and having a baby. Would you like to hold him?
Yeah, no. I mean, if he asked, I mean, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I think he's going
to
make it that way.
I would ask to hold his if he had one. I'd be like, oh my God, because you know, because I'd be so happy for like him and his.
I mean, he has already been like, how's our baby?
Yeah, I know.
So he might be asking. But I mean, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting that you wouldn't either, though. That's, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it just, again, well, boundaries not, are going to be important.
I would give the baby to Alan, the dad.
Right, I guess. Yeah, I mean. Unless Alan wasn't there or something, I mean, and he needed gonna, like, help or something.
But no, but I just,
does feel a little. But I hadn't thought about when he's older.
I think only just older. Like, they maybe want to sleep over and he really wants to, like, and it's his weekend.
And it's
going to
be so far removed at that point.
Yeah.
What is your daughter's relationship with Alan like?
Their relationship is so sweet. You know, he taught her how to ride a bike. And he was so patient with her. It was so beautiful. And, you know, he's always wanting to help her with soccer. That relationship's been really, really cool to see. And then also with Jace, too, because Jace, when he'll come in and, like, lean on him now and, like, cuddle with him. And it's just, it's beautiful to watch him be this bonus dad for the kiddos. Mm-hmm. And because they really, I mean, they're spending 70% of the time with him, and like they love him, and it's cute, and they're part of, you know, when we say prayers at night, Jace is like, I love Daddy Alan, you know, and so it's just really cute.
Do you think that's hard on Mike?
I think at first it was, but I know that he knows that Alan's a good addition to the the family, and that, but he also know, and I had to have a conversation with Mike too, because. I think Jace had called, might not think, Jace called Alan dad. And so it was one of those conversations where every therapist and everything says you let the kids call the person whatever they want to call him. And so, yes, it'd be hard for me to hear my kids call, but I also know that, like, I'm mom. And they have one, like, I'm their mom. They might have an awesome bonus stepmom one day, but, like, I know that I'm mom, whether they want to call them whatever they want to call them. And I'm always like, call him whatever you want. So Jace calls him Alan Bedallin. Like, he's just like, Alan Bedallin. He's like, Alan Bedallin. Like, I don't know why, but that's, like, his little nickname for him.
So did he only call him dad once? Like, was he talking to Mike, or did he?
Yeah, he said, like, because he had called me and was just like, hey, so, like, Jace just called him dad. And I was like, listen, I thought we weren't doing that. And I'm like, I can't tell him, like, don't call him that. Because, you know, he's also confused because he was asking about the baby and about what the baby was going to call Alan. I was like, well, he's going to call him daddy. He's like, but he's Alan. I'm like, right, but this is his daddy. I was like, just like when we get married, he'll be your stepdad. And he's just like, well, what do I call him? And I was like, you can call him whatever you want, baby. You can call him dad. You can call him Alan. You can call him literally whatever you want. Dinosaur, whatever you want.
Yeah.
And so, and they both just stuck with Alan now. But sometimes like he'll say like dad, but then he changes it right back to Alan. So, and I just, we don't make any innuendo, like we don't say anything really around it. We just kind of let him do what he wants to do.
Well, and you wouldn't want him to feel any guilt or shame around it if he did.
Yeah. So, and that's what you know, Mike and I had a great conversation. It's like, end of the day, they know your dad. They know, and Alan's just an amazing addition to love our kids. Just like the next person that you are with, that you marry, will be a great addition to love the kids. Like people loving your kids is great. Yeah. And you always told me that.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Absolutely.
But I was like, no one will ever. Yeah. Like, I'm the only. But she was so young during that
sure.
time.
I mean, it's hard
for
any.
But now I'm
any.
Like, they know I'm mom.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't think that it's not going to somewhat still be hard for you personally. I think it's very different. And it's not
Well, I think it's different because I have them 70% of the time.
Sure.
So they're not going to have the time. I think that's where, and that's something that, you know, you can even talk to Mike when he's on the podcast, like, because he's technically Alan spends more time with the kids than Mike. So for me, that's where it's like, that would be hard on me, but that's, I don't,
right.
They're just going to have bonus time with this, whoever, you know what I mean? So
I feel
it's
like
really
anything,
not going to be,
it would just be kind of like that first initial, like hearing it. Like I can, I could understand that. I mean, I think you'll be fine. I'm not saying you won't, but I still feel like that would be like a weird.
If roles were reversed, that's what he kept saying. And I'm like, but again, I'm with them so much that I just don't think that that time would even equate.
Well, and I think, again, my opinion on it is you can have a feeling around it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that you need to correct the child. That doesn't mean that that's how it needs to.
Yeah.
Because that would be awful for him to feel
guilt around
it.
Well, and I had to tell, like, I had to remind Mike, I was like, I'm not saying, like, you have to call him dad. You know what I mean? Like, I would never do that. Like,
no.
I'm always like, dad, like, let's call daddy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and then this is also what he says, normal dad or real daddy? So I'm just like, dad and Alan, you know? So it's just, and then, you know, I'm like,
and then
we'll
I might
figure it out.
Yeah. And then once you've got the other little babes running around saying daddy, it's going to get a little tricky.
Yeah. But again, like, I think it was good for him, like, for my ex to hear. Like, I'm not, like, telling them they have to call him that.
Oh, sure. Of course.
And you are dad, like, because I want him to feel, because that has to be hard. I can empathize that would be really hard to be in a situation where my kids are with someone else more than.
Right.
Which is why I'm always very mindful. Like, I'm like, hey, you know, you're going to be away from the kids more than a week. We want to switch days. So you know, you can see them. And so I'm very mindful of that for that reason.
For him, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, switching gears a little bit. So from Becca, how much pressure do you put on yourself to bounce back after baby and continue to look as good as you enter your 40s?
So I got into this a little bit with Alan, because he was like, I saw a photo on Instagram of when, you know how I used to take those pictures of myself in the gym mirror? And I was just like, oh, man, I was like, I had a, you know, a pretty good stomach going on there. Like it was, I felt really good. It took me a couple years from Jace. And then after my divorce, I lost a little bit of weight. So I felt really good and strong. Like I was running and working out. And so I felt muscular and I felt good. And I got a little like, oh, it's going to be so hard. Cause that took me 2 years to get to that point. Like after Jace, he's like, you're going to bounce right back. And I'm like, babe, you don't understand. Being a female is hard. Our metabolism, my age, like it's not going to be that easy. Cause I think for guys, it's so easy to like bounce right back and eat good and work out. And you're just going to be like shredded again. I'm like, it's not that easy for women in our age, three kids.
Yeah.
And so I started to get a little defeated. Having said that, in my mind, I'm like, I want to not put the pressure of being the same size that I was pre-Jace.
Yes.
I have to somehow evolve to what is it going to look like, because I just want to be like healthy. But I think it's going to mess with me a little bit if I'm if I'm being completely honest.
Sure. Well, and it might look different on the scale. It might look different in clothes. It might. That's the thing. It's so different.
Yeah.
After. You might be in the same size. You might be on the same on the scale, but you still feel like you have a belly or, you know, or whatever. Well, that's also, other people were asking about that. So from Jenna, as women, why do we pick apart our appearance and weight? Why do we do that and how do we change that?
Well, I will say someone from my work setting said, how soon do you think you can get back in shape?
Oh, not me. So we're clear.
No, not you. But
wow.
That is the pressure of the industry to go, when can you get back to in shape? And I was just like,
okay.
I don't know. Give me like 2 months maybe. Or like in my mind, I'm like, it's going to take way longer than that. But I think it's it's society saying this is what we have to bounce back and we have to, and it needs to be fast. But I'm like, it's not fast. That's not reality. And so I'm just going to go at my own pace and eat healthy and work out the best that I can and find my new body, because it's going to look different. And I think that's what I have to remember, is in every phase in my life, my body has changed and now this is going to be my new body. So I'm going to try to embrace the new body.
Do you think, not to negate every woman feeling that way in the least, but do you think that there is an extra pressure being in the limelight, being in front of people, to get back to a certain weight, to be a certain weight, and to bounce back quicker?
Yeah, but remember I also got ridiculed for it for Jace?
Yeah, you sure did.
I posted
posted
a photo and I was like a couple weeks postpartum.
Yeah.
And I got, I got crap for having a flat-ish stomach.
Yeah, and I'm like, God, I had forgotten about that.
What? Like,
it's one of those damned if you do, damned if
so
you don't.
So I think I'm just going to, I don't know how I'm going to go about it, but I'm going to just, again, I have to just know that I cannot compare photos of back then.
Right.
Of even a year ago.
Well, and
I have
to
just go.
Yeah, but I also think to answer kind of that question, well, also for like women in general, like you're going to bounce back differently than I'm going to bounce back.
Right.
You know, like all of our bodies are so different. I start a different size than you start, you know, so it's like it's just so different for everyone. And to put that pressure on
ourselves, to compare ourselves. We've talked about this a lot, but comparing ourselves to other people is not fair to us. I could never, if I was having a baby, when we were having babies at the same time, I couldn't have compared your progress to my progress. That just would not, we're just two completely different people.
But also you compare yourself to your old body too.
Yeah.
So we do it to ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's the thing that it's not only just.
Do you think you compare yourself more to yourself or to other people?
I will probably compare myself to my last because that's when I felt the best.
Yeah.
But not so much other people.
Yeah. It's just, it's a fascinating.
It is. What about you?
Probably other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably other people. And I'm not like huge. I've definitely gotten better about it. But yeah, definitely. All mine post-pregnancies were about the same until after the, like I gained the same amount pretty much. I lost the same amount. It wasn't until after the third and COVID really that I put on that extra 20-30 pounds mm-hmm. that, you know, so it had nothing to do with babies either. So I never really felt that pressure to bounce back after baby necessarily. That didn't stress me out. Mm-hmm. I just kind of let that time go. But yeah, probably other people.
Yeah.
But how we stop that, I don't know. We do it to ourselves. So that's a hard question.
Yeah. I mean, I was just talking to Jesse Decker about that because, you know, she's also pregnant. And, you know, it's just this third pregnancy is hitting different. And, you know, she's at this her fourth. But it's just we have to just give ourselves grace and know that our bodies are changing and we're a little older. And, again, not compare the past body to the new body and embrace the new body and how beautiful it is and what it just did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So remind me of that.
I will. And we've had two of those conversations in the last, you're like, remind me of this.
Please remind me. What was the other reminder?
The dress tonight.
Oh, the dress tonight. Yeah. It might not fit.
It's fine.
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 Okay. Let's ask one more.
Okay. From Amy. What is
Amy
your-
Sugarman.
Of course, we have Kristen in here. We have Amy now. What is your dream for when you're 70?
70. Oh, man. I would love my family and my friends and my grandkids to all be up on our lake house. You know, like a couple hours, maybe outside of Nashville. My dream lake house with all of us and just surrounded by family and grandkids. And just happy and just calm. And just not, just not stressed. Like, I just would love everyone to be around and not, and I don't want to be, I'd still like to be working.
I was going to say, are you still working or are you not still working?
No, I'm still working. I'd still like to be, I'll probably be the grandma in the Lifetime films. Okay. Fine with that.
I love it.
The mom of, the grandma of, that's great. But I would like to be at a place where we can just relax and like just love on our family.
Mm, I love that. It's mm-hmm. a good way.
What about you?
I don't know if it'd be a lake house, but pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lake house sounds great mm-hmm. on land. Literally grandkids traveling with family, taking care of grandkids. Not working. You're working on your own.
Aww, I'm kidding. You're already.
I'm kidding. 70? I am going to be retired. I love Aww. You. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I'll
okay, let me know when you're putting your notice in. 65 or you're listening to Wind Down Podcast Live at the iHeart Podcast Studio powered by Bose at the House of Music at iHeart Radio Music Festival. Thanks for listening.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all.